استغفر الله الذي لا اله الا هو الحي القيوم واتوب اليه واسال التوبه والمغفره والهدايه انه هو التواب الرحيم واغف عنا يا كريم واغف عنا يا كريم واغف عنا يا كريم واغفر لنا بفضلك يا رحمن يا رحيم يا من يا قدوس يا حافظ يا الله الأول الله الآخر الله الظاهر الله الباطن الله خيره وشره من الله تعالى وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيد الأولين والآخرين اشفعنا يا شفيع المذنبين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين قال الله تعالى في كتاب العزيز أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون صدق الله العظيم الله تعالى سيزين بقرآن الكريم Those who are close to Allah Ta'ala, there is never any fear for them, nor any sadness. And in the hadith it is said that he who fears Allah, all men and all and everything fear him, and he, the one who fears Allah, has no fear of anybody or anything. Let us ask ourselves, perhaps our main source of misery in this life on the face of this planet is fear. We are all cowards. We fear everything and everybody, and above all, we fear to lose things which we have. We fear to lose our mothers and fathers and our wives and our children, our car, our homes, our job, our money in the bank, our shoes, our tops, our underwear. We are afraid of losing things which we have. And we are afraid that somebody is going to come and take them from us. Our jobs, our money, our wives, our children. That makes our lives a misery. Now Allah Ta'ala says he who is close to him should have no fear whatsoever. And in the hadith And Allah says, he who is afraid of Allah Ta'ala, everyone and everything is afraid of him. This morning, my wife wanted to make some cookies. And she came and told me, she said she cannot find the raisins and the nuts. Because I make bread and I do use the nuts and the raisins. So she looked and she couldn't find the nuts and the raisins. And I told her that we definitely do have both nuts and raisins. I know that for a fact, and if she would look for it, she'll find it. And she did look for it and find it. But when she thought that there was no nuts and raisins, she couldn't find it. But when somebody told her that there was nuts and raisins, she found it. There is God. We should know by now, at least as ilm al-yaqeen, that somebody told us. I tell you, your parents told you that you should believe that there is God. And then, like my wife this morning, you'll find him. But that does not suffice to be Awliyaullah. That does not suffice to be close to Allah Ta'ala. We also know in theory that Allah Ta'ala taught our father Hazrat Adam alayhi salam all his names. Genetically, in each and every one of us, there are traces of Sifatullah. Allah Ta'ala is Rahman. There is inside somewhere, there is Rahmaniyah. Allah Ta'ala is Kareem. There is somewhere inside here, generosity. But we don't know where it is. Every once in a while during Ramadan, for instance, it pops up, you know? And we try to catch it like fish, you know? It disappears. He also says, Allah Ta'ala, and we know, theoretically, again, ilm al-yaqeen, that Allah Ta'ala says that He has blown unto us our soul from His own soul. So we have, each and every one of us, believer, unbeliever alike, a divine soul in us. So if it was available to us, we can get hold of them, then we can come too close to Allah, because there is something common in between. And if we were aware of having a soul, and you know, it was as evident as my hand here, you know, so we have got something in common with Allah Ta'ala, and we can come close to. But alas, not many of us, actually none of us, we are aware of the existence of Sifatullah in us, nor the existence of an eternal divine soul in us. But we are aware of one thing, Ibadullah, that we have an apple. We have an intelligence. Stones don't have it. Plants don't have it. Animals don't have it. We have it. We, the humankind, which separates us from the rest of the creation, is that echo which permits me to speak to you now, which permits you to hear me and to understand it in your head. With this echo, we built this mosque. Now, the human mind, which you have and I have, receives, I repeat, receives, it doesn't have it, it receives an idea. So I received an idea of building a mosque. Now I studied some architecture, but I couldn't do it myself. The idea is not obviously as concrete as this mosque, is it? The idea is very vague, like a dream. To concretize it, my mind has to see things which relate to that idea which I have received. I have to see it in other mosques. I have to see it in plans. I have to see it in material. What I am trying to tell you, that mind which I have and you have is totally incapable of creating or doing anything by ourselves. First of all, we need this idea. If you permit me, I will call it inspiration. Where does this inspiration come from? Now we say that our food comes from Allah Ta'ala. But we know that we pay a dollar and we buy it from ShopRite. And we don't go any further. We know that air which we breathe comes from Allah Ta'ala, but we say, you know, the atmosphere, it exists. We know that all and everything belongs to Him, yet we do not hesitate to say, no, it belongs to me. Now how, I am asking you, do we get close to Allah Ta'ala and to become Waliullah, His friend, someone who He likes? When we realize that He speaks to us, this inspiration, this idea which I am talking about, which all of us, one time or another, we receive, comes from something which is called Aql-i-Kull, the total mind, Allah Ta'ala's first creation. We also like to call it Nuru Muhammadi. So there is the small mind, which I and you have, and there is a total mind, if you want to, universal mind, where these ideas come from, which belongs to Allah Ta'ala. if you wish, astaghfirullah. But there are many revelations. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the last of the Prophet. There is no more revelation to come to one. But the inspiration in Hamad keeps coming to you. And if we are aware of it, and if we respond to it, that is when we will truly believe in Allah Ta'ala, and we will truly be close to Allah Ta'ala, and we will truly stop being afraid. If we want to measure the degree of the strength of our faith, when they ask us, are you a Muslim, are you a mu'min, we say, indeed, alhamdulillah, I am. Really? But we can't be sincere with ourselves. Your strength of your iman is equal to the absence of your fear. If you do not fear anything, including death, then your iman is truly strong. Because as we are without faith, we are the weakest and the most miserable of the animal kingdom. Look at our skin and compare it to skin of the pig. Look at our claws, we don't have any. Look at our teeth, we don't have any fangs. In comparison to a horse or a deer, how quickly can we run? Are we as strong as a lion or a tiger? Of course not. We cannot even, we are ashamed to show ourselves nude and we wear those clothes on because we are so ugly and so awful. So if we are by ourselves, without a protector, without an owner, without a Rabb, boy, we really should be afraid. We better find a hole like a mouse to hide ourselves in. The only time that we will not be afraid is when we know for sure, as if we see him, as if we talk to him, that we have an owner and we are his servant. And our owner is not going to let anybody to touch our hair. And that strength, ibadullah, our forefathers had it. When they fought 1 against 10, they won. Not because they had muscles or they had atomic guns or atomic bombs. Simply it's because they knew that they have an owner, and that owner is not going to let them fail. Ya Rab, have mercy on us. Ya Rab, have mercy on us. Ya Rab, you have created us as your best creation. You have given us all and everything which we need to be your servants. And you have shown us all the signs that could possibly exist, that you exist, and that you protect us. and you care for us. Not only us, but you care for the black ant on the darkest of night walking on a black stone. How could you not care to the one which you have said that you have created as Aksanitakin, the best of your creation? Ya Rab, let us hear your voice as we read your words in the Quran al-Kareem. Ya Rabbi, let us see your ayats. Let us see your creation and in it see your power and your existence. Ya Rabbi, make us realize that all and everything which we like to think as ours are given to us by you. That you have created us and soon we will be coming to you. So Ya Rabbi, before that time comes, make us realize that you are right here with us. Make us realize that you are closer to us than our jugular vein. Make us realize that it is us which puts all these veils between you and us. And Ya Rabbi, bring this Jamaat close to you.
Amen.
Bring this Fakir close to you.
Amen.
Bring all of Ummati Muhammad close to you.
Amen.
And take away from us the fear of things.
Amen.
Alhamdulillah to the one who has created us from a drop of water in the beautiful shape of a human being. That we were humbly you for us, we were nude, you dressed us. We didn't know how to walk and how to talk, and you taught us how to walk and how to talk. All through our lives, at every breath, Ya Rab, before we realized what we needed, that you have brought to us what we needed. And much more. Ya Rab, we cannot possibly count all the gifts you have bestowed upon us, and we know that we certainly do not deserve it. Ya Rab, for all those which you have given us, we have found ourselves thankless. Ya Rabbi, teach us thankfulness.
Amen.
And count us amongst your thankful servants.
Amen.
And sometimes, seldom, and never above our forbearance, you test our faith in you. You test our obedience to you. You test our love for you. You test us with little hunger and with little poverty. You test us with little pain, little sickness. And how many times in the Quran al-Azim and how many times your Prophet tells us how important is to show patience and to pass those tests. We have to show patience. Half of faith is patience. Patience is the key to paradise. Ya Rab, we have no patience. Ya Rab, teach us patience. Ya Rab, teach us patience. And count us amongst your patient servants. Ya Wahid, Ya Had, you say, hold on to Islam and do not separate yourselves from each other. Your beloved, our Prophet says, my Ummah is like one single nation. He says a Muslim is a brother to a Muslim. He says his ummah is like one single body. If the finger aches, the whole body aches. Oh Lord, see how way we are. We are many indeed. 1.5 billion and more. I'm like a broken mirror in pieces. We do not love each other. While our Prophet says that if we do not love each other for your sake, our iman is incomplete. We hate each other. We kill each other. We fear each other. But once we were all united, not so long ago, and when we were all united, we were beautiful, we were wise, we were strong. People loved us. They even imitated us. They also feared us. Ya Rab, bring back the Wahdat, the unity back to Ummat Muhammad.
Amen.
Ya Rab, bring back the unity back to Ummat Muhammad.
Amen.
And bring back the beauty and the wisdom and the strength back to the Ummat Muhammad.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الحق رسالة الوان فتاك بالأسران فكر رجلدان وفكر سربدان فبرك وروحاه وأرواح أهل بيته من الصليات والسلام تبارك وسلم عليه كثيرا 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 وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأولياء والصالحين وعلى ملائكتك والمقربين وعلى أهل سعاتك أجمعين من أهل السماوات والأرضين ورضوان الله تعالى على آل رسول الله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين والحمد لله رب العالمين.